Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Go. There you go. Hey, listen, that's why I make the small bucks, because I come up with kind of crazy things. It's kind of been busy. I went to their spring game this year. I went to a camp that they had early on at FAU, and they've kind of put the pieces together with a combination of transfers. I guess the NIL is still kicking at every level. And they also have some incoming freshmen that they expect to maybe play a big role. I know that getting a chance to see Phil Dunham, who was at Indiana last year and now is at FAU, one of the best defensive backs in the country, certainly. But how are they going to play off of the success? You know, last year they didn't get to a bowl. They would have loved to get to a bowl. But how are things working out with that next class, that 2025 class? You know, I saw that one of their big pickups, early on was Hector Chavez, who's one of the best linebackers in the state from Columbus. But they have a whole bunch of other kids that they recruit to the state pretty well.
They do. And, I mean, their whole message last year during the 2024 class was the Tri-County takeover. And, I mean, I think last class they picked up, I want to say it was 10 kids from the three South Florida counties. And I expect, them to really place a heavy emphasis on locking down, Miami, Broward, and, of course, Palm Beach County again this year. But, throughout this recruiting cycle, I mean, they've done a really good job of identifying some really good defensive talent. I mean, you mentioned Hector Chavez. I mean, he is probably, along with Nigel Nelson out of Pensacola Catholic, I'll get into a second. Hector is probably my favorite player in this class so far. I mean, I've watched, of course, several Columbus games, and, I mean, Blue, you can attest to this. I mean, with the talent that he's played with, such as, TJ Capers, Bryce Fitzgerald, Dylan Stevenson, so many other players, he shines along with them, and in some instances, I mean, shines above. He's a guy who, I think if it wasn't for his physical limitations, someone that would be getting a lot more, national and P4 love than, what he's getting. I mean, he stands in at around 5'10", 5'11", weighs in around 210, 215, but he's an absolute bullet, man. I mean, super explosive off the line, very smart, very instinctual player. And I mentioned him a little earlier, Nigel Nelson, one of FAU's other linebacker commits out of Pensacola Catholic. He is just a phenomenal player, to put it frankly.
Yeah.
I mean, he picked off 5 passes last year. He's going to be used more as like a weak side linebacker, someone who can play the safety, in the tackle box, but who can also play linebacker. You can kind of move around the field, and that's how he's been used at Pensacola Catholic. They even kind of use him as a cornerback at some time. Just has such fluid hips for a linebacker, can really defend the pass very, very well. And I mean, who knows, you might even see him take some reps as a running back. This really caught my eye. He ran for 1300 yards and 25 TDs last year as a running back / wildcat quarterback, which is incredible.
Wow.
You have him, you have a Seth Chestnut, who is just a stout 6'1 linebacker, Robert Lee, another, you know, very complete linebacker, probably the most complete linebacker in FAU's class so far. And then you have a defensive back in Damon Allen, who is just an absolute ball hawk. Picked off, I think, 7 picks last year for West Boca. He's going to play at Palm Beach Central this upcoming year. So they have a very, very nice class so far.
Yeah. I mean, you brought up a couple of kids that are, you know, from out other than Nigel Nelson, who actually was a teammate of Kobe Howard, who is at Chaminade Madonna. I actually ran into his parents when they were down here for a visit during the spring. As you said, great family. And Robert Lee, who I think in Robert Lee and Hector Chavez, like two linebackers that both played at high-level programs. Lee has played for Osceola, who I think is a really good program. So you kind of played off of that. But I do want to go back to the 24 class. You had mentioned, you know, the South Florida takeover, you know, with Lauren Johnson, obviously, and Charquez Lee from Miami Palmetto. They got two really good kids, Jarvis Johnson, who a lot of people didn't watch at Westminster Christian, but he's absolutely a beast. And the Curtis Jambier kid from Chaminade, who did an outstanding job. And I thought that he was one of their, you know, one of their key guys, you know, in the class. You're right. This was a class that they started to show, you know, a lot of these teams and a lot of these kids and a lot of these local coaches that they mean business. And I think, and I'll maintain the steal of the draft was Gavench Marcelin. This kid from a 4-year starter at Berlin Jesuit did everything possible. He was, you know, he was mentioned to a lot of Power 5 schools. I know West Virginia, Pittsburgh were on him as well. Talk about that, because I think that you hit it right on the head, that taking over South Florida for them is essential. It's not only essential talent-wise, but getting people in the seats.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, you mentioned a few of the guys last year who they picked up in that 24 class. I wasn't able to watch Gavench Marcelin in person. I wish I did. I kind of, you know, got into this to the Owls coverage a little late in the cycle, but I was able to see Jarvis Johnson. Fantastic player, just super instinctual, really good against the run. I mean, someone who, you know, as we talked about with Hector Chavez, I mean, just a bit undersized, but, I mean, just as talented as they come. And, I mean, I think it's really key for them to, you know, nail down these three counties. And you'll see that again in this class. I mean, just with some of the players that they expect to come on campus over the next couple of weeks, a guy like a Brandon Hawk, receiver out of St. Thomas, played at West Boca last year. One of my favorite receivers in South Florida, I think, physically. I mean, he's 6'3", 200, can, just from a stature standpoint, he measures pretty well. But he's just such a complete receiver, very willing blocker as well. And I think it's just very essential for them moving forward to, you know, I mean, we, of course, know how much talent there is down here in South Florida. And especially right. For them to lock in to the 561 area, to the Palm Beach County area, which I think, you know, with so much discourse around all the football talent and Broward and Dade, I think, you know, West Palm gets a little bit slighted in some aspects. But there's so much good talent there, and FAU has really made it a priority to, you know, attack the very best in that county and, you know, bring them on to FAU.
Yeah, and obviously since West Boca is predominantly a running team, and rightfully so, they got probably one of the best running backs in the country for 26, it made a lot of sense for him to make the move over to St. Thomas, where they do throw the ball quite a bit, as you know, with all the great receivers, especially the one coming to the University of Miami over the last couple of years. So, yeah, it looks like that they're recruiting extremely well. And I don't, you know, when you – and it's funny because you mentioned 5'10 being short, but you look back at a Hall of Famer that just went in and Zach Thomas, and when he came out of high school, he's 5'7", 210. 215. So, you know, you never know. I mean, you never know if you could play the game, you know, forget about the height and weight, but that's the only way. And, you know, you've been around recruiting for some years. That's what high school coaches and college coaches understand. It's all measurables, whether you're the greatest talent in the world, because how many times have you seen a kid that leads the team in tackles, but yet he's not a major college prospect?
Yeah, no, I don't mean to go on the tangent. Zach Thomas is 5'7" coming out of high school.
Yeah, 5.758.
No kidding. Wow. Okay. Yeah. I did not know that. Yeah. That's pretty incredible. Yeah, yeah. I mean,
and ran a 4.75.
Man, wow. That's fascinating, actually. Man, no, you make a great point, though. I mean, because like watching a guy like Hector Chavez, I mean, eye test alone, this is a 4-star guy. This is a highly touted national guy, makes all the right plays, can cover the field like, you know, your average 4-star linebacker, right? But you saw,
no doubt,
it's a measurable game. It's about, you know, how you're built physically. Unfortunately for him, and it's nothing. I mean, he can't do much there. I mean, you know, him being 5'10" is him being 5'10", but it does kind of put a cap on his, I guess we'll say, recruiting ceiling, which, I mean, I guess fortunately for FAU, they're going to end up landing just a phenomenal, phenomenal player. I mean, I have no doubt that he's going to go on and have, you know, a fantastic collegiate career, because we've seen throughout, you know, his high school career so far, he is just a special, special player.
No doubt. No doubt. Luke, let everybody know how they can follow you, give them your social media, where you're going to be at, so people can follow you. I know you do a lot of stuff at the University of Miami as well.
Yeah, yeah. So go ahead and follow me at LukeChaney247 on Twitter or X, I guess you can call it now. Going to be doing a lot of recruiting coverage there for both FAU and Miami as well. Make sure to keep a close eye on the Owls 247 site. That's owls247.com over the next month. Me and Cameron Priester are going to be putting out a lot of content around, you know, official visit season for FAU. Going to be talking about pretty much every recruit FAU is going after. Also, there will be, just as a little bit of a promotion, there will be, I believe, on June 3rd or June 5th, there will be a 60% off annual sale for a 247 VIP subscription. So you don't want to miss that. But, yeah, Blue, thank you so much for having me, man. It's a pleasure.
Always like it. Thanks, Luke. I appreciate you. We'll talk to you soon.
Yep, talk soon, man. See you.
Good stuff. Luke Chaney, who works for Owls 247, as well as some of the other entities going on. University of Miami, see him a lot out there as well. So it's exciting to, you know, to take an opportunity to talk to people who, and you know how we roll here, kids who actually see people. And that's, to me, that's one of the most important parts of the whole deal.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.